Hello, pediatric surgery family. I'm M. Godey from Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center. And today, our team is going to deliver the articles that you should know about. We have three papers today, but don't have much time. So let's start. Our first paper, titled Locum Tenens and Pediatric Surgery, a Position Statement and Practice Guidelines from the APSA, by Fahy et al. This paper is summarized by Lizzie Lee, a physician associate by profession and a member of our team here at Cincinnati Children's, dedicated to creating content for pediatric surgery.
The American Pediatric Surgical Association, APSA, published best practices for locum tenens surgeons, hospitals, and agencies in this review article. These guidelines stress the importance of patient safety and support for surgeons. Locum tenens can help prevent burnout by offering flexible work options for a better work-life balance. However, hospitals should avoid relying solely on locum tenens pediatric surgeons without any full-time surgeons, because this may cause patients to slip through handoffs. Locum tenens agencies should sponsor CME and conduct formal exit interviews.
Our second paper is Validation of the Clavien-Medotti Classification for Unexpected Events in Pediatric Surgery, a Collaborative Ernica Project, by Medotti Sanjani et al. And this paper is summarized by Alex Halpern. He is a research fellow at Children's National and collaborates with us to produce these article reviews.
To attempt to validate this instrument, a working group of pediatric surgeons from Europe created 19 case scenarios with unexpected events. They then circulated these scenarios within the European Reference Network of Inherited and Congenital Anomalies, and surgeons rated the scenarios based on the Clavien-Dindo classification or the Clavien-Medotti classification. A total of 59 surgeons completed the questionnaire. The Clavien-Medotti classification showed significantly better agreement rates and was less frequently considered inaccurate. More pediatric surgeons preferred using the Clavien-Medotti classification. So it seems like the Clavien-Medotti classification is both an accurate and useful tool in grading unexpected events in pediatric surgery.
Now, moving to the last paper of the day, Transitional Care in Anorectal Malformation and Hirschsprung's Disease, a Systematic Review of Challenges and Solutions by Placevic et al. This paper is summarized by Cecilia Ihena. She's one of the previous research fellows at Cincinnati Children's Hospital.
This is a systematic review done in the UK, and their aim was to establish and categorize challenges and solutions related to transitional care in colorectal patients. They included 234 studies and established three challenges and solutions. The challenges were, first, the patient's lack of understanding of their own pathology. The second one was the lack of education and awareness of adult surgeons about pediatric colorectal pathology. And the third was the lack of a structured transitional care program. So for the solutions they proposed, first, to foster young adult patients' autonomy, two, to conduct joint pediatric adult transitional clinics, and three, to create a structured and coordinated transition program.
Thank you for listening. Please check the link in the description below to read each paper. We hope you liked this episode. Please follow Stay Current MD on social media, give us a rating, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And don't forget to download the Stay Current app on the App Store or Play Store for tons of content.